The General Services Administration has a brand new position, the Chief Greening Officer. And the first person to hold that post is Eleni Reed. She's going to be in charge of ensuring sustainable practices throughout all of GSA's government-owned and leased buildings. She joins us now to tell us about this new position and what it means for GSA. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So are you like Kermit? I mean, what does the greening officer really do?
Well, it's not easy being green. So my role is to work within the public building service at GSA. So it's the real estate arm of the organization. And really in its broadest sense, the role is to work in a collaborative fashion with the business lines and the regions within PBS and work with other groups within GSA, such as the Office of High Performance Green Buildings and externally with other federal agencies and tenants in GSA buildings and more broadly in the private sector. And really here the ultimate goal is to enhance the environmental performance of the GSA portfolio.
This is a new position, Chief Greening Officer for GSA. Are you the very first one in the whole federal government? Are there others like you out there?
I'm sure there are definitely a lot of federal employees who are focusing on sustainability. I believe that this is the first position called Chief Greening Officer, but there are many, many in the government that are working on similar issues.
So is it considered a C-level position with the chief?
This position reports directly to the Commissioner of the Public Building Service, so there's a lot of accountability there in terms of delivery of the program.
It's really quite groundbreaking, and I think it speaks toward the how serious GSA is taking the greening of the agency.
Absolutely. All this is occurring in the context of GSA's goals in meeting the sustainability executive order that was issued in October of last year. It was the Federal Leadership in Energy, Environmental, and Economic Performance. And this executive order sets out specific goals for federal agencies to really drive environmental performance and looks at issues such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions, increasing energy efficiency, reducing water consumption, and looking at preventing and reducing waste, to name only a few. So there's a lot of momentum across government, and this executive order is certainly a driver.
Now, it sounds like you're going to be focusing on the big things, such as power consumption by whole buildings. But what about the individual efforts? Will you be kind of in the role of maybe having to poke people a little bit with respect to napkins used or water consumed, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about high-performance buildings and looking at enhancing environmental performance, we're really talking about embedding sustainability practices across our business lines and also with a focus on driving implementation. So it's clearly about energy efficiency as we strive to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and bring down operational costs, but it's also looking at how we can become better performers environmentally and look at reducing our consumption of water and preventing and reducing waste.
We're speaking with Eleni Reed. She is the first Chief Greening Officer at the General Services Administration.
How hard is it for you to keep all of these balls in the air? Are you able to have a staff? Are you the power of one? How does this work? Because this is all so very new.
It is very new, and it's really focused on collaboration, partnership, and engagement. So what we're doing is we're working nationally across our regions and across our business lines, and we formed a National Sustainability Council. So we have representation there from the business perspective as well as from the regional perspective to help drive the implementation of our program. So it's a lot of collaboration, and we're also working very closely with GSA's Office of High Performance Green Buildings that is really helping us set the policy and the bigger picture with respect to the implementation of the executive order.
And not to put you on the spot, but is this a job you wanted, or were you more concerned maybe you liked fleets and cars and trucks, and they said, hey, Eleni, we got you something here that you're really going to love, and you said, okay, I'll do it.
Well, this is a really exciting job for me. I came from the private sector looking at implementing sustainability programs for real estate. So I'm a big believer in buildings being part of the solution to environmental challenges. So there are many ways in which we can take small steps to reduce environmental impact and reduce operational costs at the same time. So there's a lot of opportunity. What's really exciting in being with the Public Building Service is the ability to work with a large building owner, and really impact, I would think, each phase of the real estate life cycle. So when we think about acquisition, leasing, construction, operations and maintenance, it really touches on all the aspects of real estate, and there's really an ability to drive and to continue to drive change because of the scale at which we're operating here. We're talking about a very large portfolio, 361 million square feet. So there's a lot of opportunity and scalability.
And would you find yourself working with the private sector and comparing and contrasting who's out in front, or is that contest over and it doesn't matter anymore?
Well, no, we're really, I think we have, there's a lot of parallels between the way PBS runs its business and the private sector. So what we're really trying to do is work in a collaborative way. Again, we are looking at partnerships with the private sector. And we also, when we look at benchmarking, we will, of course, be following what the commercial real estate industry is doing as well. But it's much more of a collaborative process, and really establishing federal government as a leader in sustainable practices for real estate.
Now, GSA is the landlord to the federal buildings, but who in the agencies that occupy those buildings will be your chief point of contact for, hey, here we are, it's green time?
Well, inside GSA, we're going to be working with different offices that interface with tenants in the buildings. But primarily, I think that we'll try to develop policies that can be implemented across the buildings and that will engage tenants. But I think from the government agencies that occupy federally owned buildings, there's going to be a great interest in working in partnership with PBS, because sustainability is now a priority for each agency as a result of the executive order. So there's a real convergence of interests and an impetus to work in partnership. So we'll be looking at developing tenant engagement programs, continue to raise awareness, and really essentially work together, form a team, as we're really looking collectively to reduce our environmental impact.